Welcome to the Into the Void podcast with your host, Sammy Starr. Step into the void.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Into the Void. I am with another band called Aphasia. I'm already screwing up the name now, guys. Sorry about that. But I'm
Clearly
with Aphasia.
Everyone screws the name up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's kind of a thing.
I do know this, guys. Sorry about that. I'm sure that you guys will introduce yourselves and actually say the name correctly so that everybody knows who you guys are, right?
I'm Jake from Aphasia. No, I'm just kidding. Aphasia. I do all the lead vocals, singing, screaming, all that stuff on the record is me, except for the one feature that we had on the last one. I don't think we've ever had a feature before then. So yeah, everything else is me. And then everything else is him.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I'm Ryan. I play guitar for Aphasia, and I do the recording, and I write most of the instruments, and then I do a lot of the lyric writing as well.
Really cool. Really cool. I guess we can kind of get into it. Like, what made you guys want to start up the band? What's the story behind that? What made you guys want to be musicians, like growing up and stuff like that? I know that's like a loaded question.
That's loaded, but
yeah, for me, I'm slightly older than the rest of the guys, not by much, like 4 years, but when you're in high school, 4 years feels like forever. I started listening to like Throwdown and like Tool and Killswitch Engage and Our Day to Remember, like all the older bands, now older bands. Our Day to Remember is still pretty relevant, but oh, and Spine Shank. That's how I developed my scream from that band. So from there, I just kind of met up with a bunch of people that were already in a band. They were kicking out a vocalist because he wasn't very good and he wasn't showing up, and just a whole bunch of reasons. So I auditioned and I got into my first band, which became the Pass Around Band of Rochester for a while, 31 Goings. Everybody was in that band in Rochester, it seemed like. But then I ended up leaving to go join a different band called Call Me the Patriot. That was fun. Did some touring. And then I took a hiatus for a long time. And then one day, randomly in a skateboard.
This is the best story ever.
Yeah. A skateboard park parking lot. After I may or may not have done something hallucinogenic the night before. So I was pretty out of it. Our old drummer comes running up to me and he's like, dude, I got to show you our songs. We're looking for a singer. So he just starts showing me like these tracks. And I'm like, yeah, these are pretty sweet. These are cool. I'll definitely jam. And then Ryan's like skating still and he's running over. He's like, who the hell is John showing the songs to? Turns out it was half hallucinating, half probably still drunk me, who ended up sleeping in the back of his car for a little while because I was beat. And after that, I went and got all my stuff from some other project that I was trying to start, but it wasn't really going anywhere, and brought it to their space. And then I just joined.
So yeah. Through this like transformative sort of hallucinogenic process, this band just kind of like manifested.
It was such a weird thing because our drummer at the time, me and him had gone to the skate park just to hang out for the day. And we had just parted with the singer that we had initially. He's like, I'm going to go to your car real quick. And I was like, okay. So he took my keys and went, and the songs were like really loud. And they were the songs that ended up becoming our first EP. But I just hear like some random person like screaming over our songs in a car. And I was like, what is happening? Is very weird. That was definitely the start of like our friendship. That was really the first time me and Jake had ever met, and we've been boys ever since. I don't know, for me it goes like all the way back to like being a kid, not being a musician, but like being into music. I started listening to heavier music at a really young age. Music kind of took over my life by the time I got into like late elementary or into middle school. I started playing guitar later on in high school and just kind of stuck with it. Never really was in many bands. This is my first like real band that I've ever been in. I was in one band before this for probably less than a year. And I was in a band with my brother before that also for probably less than a year. So just like having fun doing whatever. But I remember Spirits Away came out by Era on the Augment album.
Oh my God,
song changed my life. I think that song is actually the reason that our band became a band, because I was in the other band at the time that album had come out, and I was like, I just want to write stuff like this. And I don't even know how, but I really want to. I had started like demoing stuff out for this band, and I had kind of talked with our first drummer at the time, and we had kind of gotten something together where we were practicing and writing, and we had like a lineup. We were going for a different sound and it didn't really work out. So we kind of shifted into this Era influence sound that we were going for. Then we pulled in the guitar player from the band that I had just quit, and we had kind of filled the lineup out. And then we found Jake, and that's pretty much how it all came together. A series of coincidences, really.
I think it's really cool when we have all these things that kind of bring us together, and then where they kind of end up now when you look back at all this, and then where things jerry-rig into where we are now. Because I kind of think it goes into the next question of, I know you guys kind of dove into what your musical influences are. You talk about Era. There's a lot of beautiful, diverse technical riffs that go into their music as well. And you definitely see it in Afterlife, especially like with the hard-hitting vocals and the atmospheric ambiance that you guys kind of bring to the table. And it's also kind of melodic, it's kind of turbulent, and it's also kind of like impassionate. What were you guys kind of going for with Afterlife when you guys were making that?
I mean, starting writing is always weird for me. I listen to a lot of bands that are similar in sound to us, but I listen to a lot of stuff that's different. So I usually pull influence from bands like Armor for Sleep or Nothing Nowhere, where I get a lot of the ambience coming through. So I usually start writing by figuring out some kind of background, like some kind of clean melody that flows through the song and kind of is like a motif through the song. So that was kind of how that started. But my best friend died in December, so I wrote that song like the day after that happened. We were just going for like a moving song where just instrumentally, like, you could tell there was like a weight to it. So that's the story behind the song. It's about my friend.
We've got a few of those on our EPs and records, just songs about people passing that we cared about a lot. And a lot of our lyrical content really is about, I don't know how to say it without being morbid, just like sad boy.
I think the best way to describe our like lyrical content and music is it's just real. I mean, I could probably pull any song and relate it back to a real life situation. Like, pretty much every song that we've written is about something specific. So a lot of it isn't, we're just writing sad lyrics. Like, a lot of it is like really real and really personal stuff that we've been going through during the time of writing.
Do you feel like at times when you're going into that sort of transitive state, when you are digging into like that sort of personal territory, I know that there's a lot of artists that kind of go through this. When you dig sort of into that deep kind of personal space, do you often worry what people are going to think when you release something that personal? Because I realize it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Never. I've never had that thought. It's like Ryan said, it's real. It's real to me. And I mean, if you look at some of the comments that we've received on our latest album, just like YouTube comments, I'll just scroll through them sometimes, and people are just like, you know, this happened to me at this time. This happened. Thank you for writing this. Like, even on Afterlife, on the YouTube comments already, there was a comment, I lost my best friend 3 years ago, and this song is great. Thank you. I think it's more of a positive, kind of uplifting, in a weird way, kind of way to bring people together rather than just falling down like a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has ever come up to me and said, I can't believe you write about this stuff. I don't think they would, but
right,
it's just the style that Ryan and I have gotten into, and we're pretty decent at it. It works for us. Our sound is very, like you said, atmospheric, and it has some really cool transitional parts, which I think shine in Afterlife a lot, and a lot of Rebirth, because there's a lot of parts that are like, I'm going to describe the situation. This is what's happening. And then it'll go into some crazy breakdown. And then that's like the anger part of it, you know, of how you're feeling in that moment.
No, I definitely feel that within the lyrics and within the instrumental side of it. I definitely feel like it's a process that you guys are going through, and I feel like fans are also resonating with that as well. And I think with anybody that goes through that kind of situation, it's a process. You definitely feel that in Afterlife. Going into the lyrical aspect, I know you guys are talking about that this touches on the shock that death sort of brings to us and the coping of that intense sadness that kind of comes along with that. This is only just a slice of what you guys are kind of bringing to the table, so to speak. But can we expect something more to come out of this? I see this as being like somewhat of a chapter of something else.
It'll go into something else. We're working on another album that this will be part of.
What's the hardest thing that you guys have ever went through as musicians, and how have you been able to get past that?
Member changes, they're the worst.
I wouldn't even say member changes. I think rather than changing members, the hardest part is going through, I guess, the member change and really putting in the effort to like build a relationship with a new member of your band who is a new part of your team.
Mm-hmm.
Putting in all that work and just having people not be on the same page. So
right.
Rather than like changing members, I would say like the cause of it would be like not being on the same page, not wanting the same things. And I think that has always been the struggle for us. And that's why we've had so many member changes, is like Jake and I are the only original people left. And it's because we have always been on the same page. And it's just kind of been a struggle to find people that want to do the same things that we want to do, mm-hmm. and are as invested mentally and physically and financially in this band. Because for us, it's really important. We don't want to give it up. So we just kind of started putting our foot down and not letting people kind of hang out and not pull their weight anymore. And I think that the lineup that we have now is the strongest internally that we've ever had.
Yeah, I would agree. Zane was a huge win for us.
Yeah, our new drummer Zane, Afterlife is the first song that we put out with him in our band, and it's been really awesome. I think he joined the band in April. It's been a really, really, really good time and a very nice change of pace since then.
You definitely have addressed that Afterlife is sort of like a rebirth, or I would say a new phase for you guys moving into what could be a new album or even just a new phase for you guys moving forward. I know you guys have 3 works to kind of look back on at this point. How has this new phase made you grow as musicians? And I know you guys are recently signed to Theora Records as well, as I kind of see that as also being a new chapter.
It's kind of like the sequel of movies. Like you see the first one and you're like, all right, that was kind of cool. And then you see the second one and it's like, eh. You see the third one and you're like, well, okay. And then some of them I go back to listen to, and there are certain songs on every album that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some songs where I'm like, we could have done better. And that's where I see our growth with Rebirth. I don't really see a song that's weak in any aspect. I think that I know that a lot of time and effort and long nights of trying things and not trying things and just having to give up for the night and then start over again the next day or whatever. Like there was a lot of that going on with this record. And that's kind of the approach that we're taking now with the rest of it. Like Ryan had said before, he's been helping with lyrics. And that's just because he's better at patterns than I am. I feel like I struggle in that sense. I can write. It just depends on the song. I don't know how to explain it. Like sometimes I can feel a song like recover. I wrote that whole song minus the chorus. And I just felt it out and it felt great. And then there's other songs on that album like Second Best where I was like, I don't even know where to start. And that's where Ryan came in. We make a good team. Definitely.
I think in sense of a new chapter, I think it's more based on growth individually and as a band. I feel like we took a long time to kind of get to the sound that we really wanted to. And if you listen back to the first three releases that we put out, each one sounds pretty different from the one before it. Kind of us gravitating to like a sound that we were like trying to find. And I know that we finally found the sound that we wanted the entire time when we did Rebirth. And I think that album kind of shows on its own that it was a huge growth. Even statistically, just looking at streaming, you can look back and see like that album crushed everything that we had ever done prior. So I guess going into this new album, I would just say like it's growth upon that sound. It's going to sound not the same. It'll be really similar, but we've started to kind of keep all of the things that we liked from that album and that sound while trying to like push the boundaries a little bit. Specifically, there's a new song that we just finished and that sounds very much like something that maybe could have been on Rebirth, but it's different in a sense where we kind of focus from insane riffs that I can barely play into more structured songs that have stronger hooks and like stronger sections that will kind of gravitate people into. So I think it's a little less niche than Rebirth maybe was.
We're just vocally kind of for sure it's different stuff. Too. Mm-hmm. I would say I have a range. I just didn't use it as much in Rebirth as far as the high register of screaming, just because it didn't fit as well as it used to in our old style. We did fit it into the new song he's referring to, and I'm really happy about it.
Right.
Because I finally get to do it again.
I think that the newer songs are honestly just like a darker side of Rebirth. If I had to describe it, that's what I get out of it. I think it's a darker sounding version of Rebirth.
Definitely. Emotionally, like I said earlier, there's a definitely a more impassioned and turbulent side to your sound, as opposed to the other works that we've had in the past. And I'm definitely more excited to hear what this new side of you guys is going to bring into the future. Now that you guys are expanding more within your instrumental and your vocal fortitude. If you could collab with another artist, who would it be? I know you guys, I know this is a loaded question because I know you guys have had a pretty decent tour history. We came as Romans for the Fallen Dreams.
We didn't tour with those bands. We just played shows with those bands.
Yeah.
Well, that's still pretty big in my opinion. I mean, playing shows with them, that's hats off to you guys for even being around those bands. I would say that that's still pretty awesome. But if you could collab with another artist, who would it be?
All right, go ahead, Ryan.
I guess collabing, I already hit my grail collab when we did the Nick Brooks feature on Slip Away from Rebirth. That was my grail.
I thought you were going to say invent.
I feel like it was like a two-part thing. So my first half of the answer was, in a sense of like collabing with another artist, that was the one for me. I've loved It Dies Today. I don't know. I think I bought that record when I was in like sixth grade. I've loved that band like my whole life. So
nice.
Getting Nick to come out of retirement, because Nick hasn't been in It Dies Today since 2006 or seven, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he was never really in any other bands after that. So to get the singer of my favorite band ever to come out of retirement and guest feature on our song, and not only guest feature on our song, but he came to my studio and recorded it here with me. So that was like the goal. That was it for me. So in a sense of collabing, that's my answer. But if I had to pick like a band I wanted to tour with, that is hard. I'd obviously love to tour with Invent Anime. I love that band.
Very cool.
That's like the dream tour, like is us playing an Invent Anime tour. It would be really cool.
I'm trying to think of like vocalist. If I had to collab with a vocalist, who would be the coolest? Right now, I think I would have to say the screamer of Brand of Sacrifice, just because he's so ridiculous. He's so goddamn good. He's just nuts. All across the board, crazy. Either him or Dan Watson. Dan Watson is also crazy.
Both are good.
Yeah, both are really awesome. That's screaming wise. Singing wise, I got to go back to Nothing Nowhere. That would be really cool to have a verse with him on it.
I love Nothing Nowhere.
I do too. Definitely one of the best acts to ever come out of the gate. If any of these artists have the chance to even listen to this podcast, like, hit these guys up in their DMs. Find a way to work it out somehow. These guys are seriously talented. Or if anybody actually knows the contacts for these guys, hit them up. This is the place where we can make dreams happen. Because I think that would be really cool to have any of these guys work with you guys. Just have like a collab of some sort. I think that would be really cool.
My third option would be Chad from For the Fallen Dreams. Love his scream.
What do you want people to take from Afterlife? And what have you guys taken, I guess, from Afterlife personally?
Hug your friends and your family members.
Yeah, keep in touch. Loss is inevitable. It's always going to happen a lot of times sooner than you think. And you're going to miss out on a lot of memories that you could have had. It's not something you can avoid. It's just going to happen. I guess taking away from Afterlife, it's just kind of the initial shock, as far as I can read into it, because Ryan wrote this. Mm-hmm. It's just the initial shock of just, how is this happening right now? How is this possible? I can't believe this. And, you know, just going through like every emotion in your head, like all at once, just speechless. And then finally collecting yourself enough to write something.
Everything through like the afterlife cycle for me sent me through like this really weird spiral. And then I was like looking through my photos and I was trying to find a photo of me and my friend that I wrote Afterlife about. And I just was like looking and looking, and I just realized that I didn't really have very many. So that's been a thing that kind of changed for me, is I really like to take pictures of my friends now, because if something happens, I want to have memories, I guess, to like look at. And I've been really bad about that, where I just like kind of get caught up in the moment and just hang. So that's something that I took out of the afterlife cycle, was appreciating the moments, but also documenting them for later.
No, I think that's an extremely good message for everybody to kind of take from that, because I think a lot of times we take a lot of these things for granted, where we think a lot of things are just kind of be around forever. And then when it kind of happens, we look back and say, oh, well, I wish I could have done this, or I wish I could have done that. And the time is already spent, or the time is already gone.
One of my favorite things, I don't know if it's a quote or if I came up with it or I found it online, everything is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
You everything. Did not make that up.
Well, I don't, dude. At least when I was thinking about it in my own head in one night, I did. I don't know, but everything is temporary. Literally everything. We are all temporary. Everything is this mouse. It's temporary. The planet, the sun's going to explode at some point, like everything. So you got to take advantage of every opportunity you can, because someday it's not going to be there.
100%. I want to thank you guys for actually coming on to this episode. I really do appreciate the time that you guys have taken to actually be on here. It was awesome to talk to you guys about how you guys all got started, where you guys are headed. I'm really excited to see where this is all going to go for you guys, because I do feel like this single is something special, and I do feel that the rest of the way forward is definitely going to be something special for you guys for the rest of the way. So again, thank you guys. And I want to thank everybody else for listening to this, whether you're listening to this on YouTube, Spotify, whatever other streaming service you guys are using at the moment, and for supporting it. It really does mean a lot for artists like these guys and for whatever other artists that comes on here to talk about their music. So remember to like, comment, subscribe, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Later.